One of the most widely requested publications from Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, Crop Protection 2019, commonly referred to as the Blue Book, is hot off the presses. We're joined in studio by co-editors Harry Brook and Mark Cutts, both of whom are crop specialists at the Ag Info Centre. Mark, let's start with you on what goes into revising the Blue Book.
One of the major tasks that we do to get it ready is to simply update the guide, and that includes putting in newly registered products. We also remove products that are no longer available, and then, of course, we update previously registered products to new crops, new diseases, weeds, or insects, just to give producers a complete list of the options that are available.
So I'd look at the insecticide section, seed treatment section, and the foliar fungicide sections. Each of the three sections did add new products for 2019. So if producers are looking for the latest registered products for either insecticides, seed treatments, or fungicides, they can check the 2019 Blue Book.
And Harry, what's your role?
I edit the parts of the herbicides in the Blue Book. This year there's a lot of generic products in the herbicide section, as there seems to be every year. And it makes it more and more complicated and confusing for people if you do not use the herbicide group as the element to choose what herbicide you're using for your weeds.
How would someone go about using the Blue Book?
Well, basically you need to use the selector charts in the back, identify the weeds you've got, and then from there there's a fairly extensive list of products that will be effective on those weeds. Or if you're familiar with a particular product that you use, you can take a look at it by name. And then the bar beneath has actually got the herbicide group. So it's a good thing that if you've used a group one this year, say for wild oat control, next year use a group two. Or if you're using something like a glyphosate-resistant canola, then that's a group nine that you're using. So alternate those groups to prevent resistance developing, because it doesn't take long for resistance to develop.
What do producers then need to keep in mind when they're using any of these pesticides?
Well, with every pesticide use you're using, you really need to keep records. Don't get confused by the name. Go by the active ingredient and go by the selector charts as far as activity against the weeds.
You can order a hard copy of Crop Protection 2019 online. Go to agriculture.alberta.ca/bluebook. You can also call the publications office at 780-427-0391.